Shabbos Perk Chaf, Mishnah Gimel 23. The Mishnah continues to discuss the various halachas that apply to the preparation of food. So, a hodgepodge of halachas here. The first one is Ein Shorin Esachiltis Befoshrin. You can't soak chiltis. Chiltis is some kind of bitter herb. And they used it for some medical purpose, maybe to warm their bodies up when it was cold outside in certain places. So here it's saying you can't soak the chiltis beposhrin in like lukewarm water, because that's the way it was done for the prep of this medicine. So actually the mefarshim either learn that it is the general rule of preparing medical things, and the Bartner learns because it's uvz the whole, it's like a weekday activity, this kind of preparation, this drink, this kind of chiltis tea, whatever it was. Avol nos nesoch hachometz, what you could do is put your chiltis inside vinegar. This was done anyways as some kind of dip. So you make your chiltis dip with vinegar. That was a normal thing to do. It wasn't something specific for refuah, and it's not much work, it doesn't look like much work. And then therefore it's mutter to do on Shabbos even. And that would mean, of course, that if the prohibition were there in the first place because of refuah, medical activity, so here it'd be mutter, even if you intended to get refuah warmed up, whatever the story is, from the vinegar dip, you're allowed to do it, because that's the way people do eat chiltis in this dip. The next halach in the Mishnah is Ve'ein shorin esa karshinin. You can't soak vetch. This is some kind of animal fodder. Think of it as like beans or something. Below shafenosan, nor can you rub it together to get the like the shell and husk and debris to fall away. So both the two things, both the soaking and the rubbing, the problem is borer, sorting. One may not separate bad from good on Shabbos. And if you soak the karshin in water to feed your animals, what's going to happen is little bits and pieces of grass and debris and insects, whatever it is, will float to the top of the water. And that's effectively borer. You're separating the bad debris on top from the good karshin and vetch down below. And similarly, when you do shaf, when you rub together, you're basically, you know, rubbing so the bits and pieces that you don't want will fall away. So that's borer, and therefore it's forbidden to do. Avonos nosocha kavara o lesocha kalkala. What you could do is store your vetch, that's your animal fodder again, in some container which has holes at the bottom. A kavara is like a sieve. And the kalkala is like a basket, I think a wicker basket. So both have holes in the bottom, which means that the bits and pieces of debris could fall through the holes, which effectively means you're getting rid of the bad. But here, this is a case, and it's specifically a case of a davar she'eino miskaven, where you're not intending to do borer, you're not intending to separate the bad away from the good. And this mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, as we've seen many times before, that a davar she'eino miskaven is a mutter. He argues with Rabbi Yehuda. And since you're not intending to separate, it's mutter to store it in this container, even though it has holes inside of it. And worth noting, by the way, is that while our Mishnah says, Ein shorin esekration, akarshinin, excuse me, you can't soak your vetch, the Mishnah in the Bavli, the Giras over there, is Ein sholin. Now, it's really basically the same thing. It's a lama, it means the same thing, the intent's the same, that you're essentially, again, you're having the vetch go to the bottom and the debris go to the top of the water. Okay. The next halach on the Mishnah is Ein kovrin esa tevin bakabara. You can't sift your tevin, is like your straw for your animal, in a sifter. Here the idea is that, you know, after you harvest your grain, so you're going to have a mixture at the end, after you separate the seeds, which is what you do want, you'll have a mixture of the stalks, which is good for the animals to eat, that's straw, and also the motes. The motes is like the beard, the spikes that are attached to the seeds of wheat, etc. I think the technical term for that is awn, A-W-N. In any case, so you want to separate that out, so you would use a kavara, a sifter, that you cannot do, because you're talking there about either maraket or borer, you're separating, that's forbidden. And similarly, you can't put it up in a high place so that the debris will like fall down. Either the issue is that you're intending to separate out, or you're doing it allowing the wind to blow away the chaff, the lightweight bits of, you know, the motes, the stuff that you don't want, the debris. And according to that second shot, it would be an issue of zoreh, which is winnowing, again, using wind to separate good from bad, ochel from psolos, food from debris, is forbidden. Midoraisa, so it's forbidden. Avol notel hu bakavar avanos nasocha evos. What you could do is use a kavar, that's a sifter, there's a hole in the bottom again, but you're again not intending to do any sifting over here. You're just using this as a bucket to transport the straw. That's going to be okay, even if a few bits and pieces fall through, because again, it's davar shenamus kavanah, you're not intending to do it, and this is going to be Shimon who holds that davar shenamus kavanah is mutter. And your venos notocha avos, you're putting it, you're transporting it into the avos. Avos is the manger. It's like the feeding trough of the animal. So that's going to be permitted. Rabbi Shimon allows it because the davar shenamus kavanah is mutter. But don't forget that according to Rabbi Shimon, even if it's a psik reisha, if it's inevitable, if it's certain that there will be a malacha dan, a borer, meaning it's not maybe some stuff will fall through the holes, but it will certainly fall through. So then even Rabbi Shimon forbids it. So this is the case where the holes are not necessarily going to do some sifting. Then you could use this container, this sift or whatever it is, the sieve, whatever the thing the holes in, is to transport the grain to the manger.